did know, but I forgot, man.
And let's see, what do you nail barbed wire? What do you fasten barbed wire to fences with? What do you call that?
Staples.
Mm-hmm. See, he said the same thing I did.
He's a staple man too.
Instead of steeples. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard steeple?
Yeah, I like steeple.
That's pretty common, but I'm trying to find out where and with what frequency. That, among other things, of course.
And he calls his name Van Riper. Riper, Van Riper instead of Jack the Ripper.
Oh, I pronounce mine. It always comes out Riper.
And he
Riper.
Had a printed article
me,
under his title.
It's just as plain as life. Van Riper, R-I-P-E-R. But as soon as I pronounce it, why, to everyone else around here, it's always Van Riper. So I have to spell it out when they're...
And he calls hogs hogs.
Yeah, to me, hogs are hogs. And let's see, what is it? Soggy? Foggy? Frog? Oh, it's the rest of the world that's off, not me. But up in Michigan, where I grew up, that was the accepted pattern. And then... out in California, I don't know. I guess it was just six of one, half dozen of the other.
This is better than a TV quiz program, Daddy.
Oh, your wife is sharp on these. She's just been banging away like this. If something differs from something, just a small amount, you say it's not very different, it's just...
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Let's see. If you want to find out if something is true, you might say, well, is that?
Absolutely so. Huh?
See, this is a good day like fishing in a mud puddle. You don't know if you're going to get anything or not. And I pity the people who take this because, my goodness, some of my questions are so ambiguous. Oh, this might be something that old ladies would say. They get a little bit disturbed and they say, why the berry?
Idea.
What is a habitual greeting that you'd use in the morning if you saw someone?
Good morning.
And if you're introduced to someone for the first time?
How do you do?
And if you're inviting someone to return?
Please come back.
Anything else you might say?
Well, do come back again.
Uh-huh. And on Christmas morning, what do you say?
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho. Anything else?
On Christmas morning? Just Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Did you ever cry Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
And then?
Sure. You said Christmas gift, didn't you?
Well, or it's Christmas present. Don't usually. Here it is.
Does this have any special meaning? Is the person you say it to supposed to give you something, or?
No, not necessarily.
It's just a greeting, huh? How about New Year's Day? What do you say then?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And if you believe you'll have time to do something, you'd say, well, I
think I can.
Mm-hmm. I keep looking down here to write down the.
You know, this is all tape recorded. Is that why you're guarding your speech so?
No.
I bet we've got a young lady here who'd talk again.
He recorded her a while ago and she was getting out of here.
When you buy something in the store and they put it in paper, you say they.
Wrap it.
Uh-huh. And when you get it on home, you.
Unwrap it.
Uh-huh. If you can buy something for a dollar and you go into a store and you see it's a dollar and a quarter, you don't buy it because it...
Too high.
That means it...
Costs more.
Uh-huh. On the first of the month, maybe at your house.
The bills come due.
Yeah. And if you belong to an organization, you have to pay your
dues.
Yearly. If you need money, you can go to the bank.